potatoes.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to make them that way. Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we had a fireplace in the kitchen out to the farm, and we'd have the coals would get red, and you'd get you a cup of potatoes, sweet potatoes, and get them on the edge of that, and you'd bake it. Oh, they'd be good. That was delicious.
Mm-hmm. In the fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coals, not the fire. You would have the coals.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they ever cook anything else in the fire? In a pot or anything?
Not as I remember, but I know she used to make light bread and she'd put it down by the fireplace to warm so it would rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have any buckets that were made out of wood?
I don't remember that. We could have, but I don't remember that.
Okay. Now what about in the barn? What was that like inside of it?
It was a barn. You'd store your hay, your corn, your oats. I've got a large barn out to my farm now.
Mm-hmm.
So when my husband passed away 4 years ago, we had our farm out and we bought some land up into. We rented out. The house had termites. After we had lived so long, we rented the house. And the people I rented to at first were so nice. And then she had a baby and it had hardwood floor. And instead of her putting wet diapers at night, in a bucket of pay on, she threw them down on the hardwood floor. And we didn't know it until they were ready to leave, and we went out there, and one of the bedrooms was rotten out and termites was in it. Mm. So we sprayed them. We gradually just let the house go down and didn't rent it anymore. It was so hard to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he passed away, I just sold, let somebody buy the house and move it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got a rental out there with a trailer.
In the trailer.
Oh yeah, and he just keeps up everything. After Hugo, he just moved a month before Hugo came. And so many of my trees went down, pecan trees and everything. And he said, I'll give you anything if you let me move my mobile home over there, where the house was. So I went through different things and told him what I'd do and what I wouldn't do. He said, I'll do anything if you let me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has that same call not long ago. He repaired a bench for me for the yard. And he said, I got it ready, Miss Mary, for you now. And he's keeping up everything, even the barn. He went back and cut all the trees.
That's a good person to have there.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long it's to keep up now. But so far, so good.
Now, did you have a separate place to store corn outside?
Well, we had a loaf up in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
A loaf. And you put your corn down and your oats and your hay up in the loft, especially your hay in the loft for fodder. Now, they'd strip the corn down. They call that fodder.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
The leaves and all from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tied in a bone, and I said, oh Lord, let it rain, so we won't have to go out and bring that fodder into the end of the room. But it was fun when I think about it.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have a separate place outside to put corn?
Well, now some people might have, but we had this large, we had two large bones.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was torn down since Hugo, and the other is still up.
Mm-hmm.
With the sheds, and you put your horses under one shed on the side of the bone. And then you have your barn, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember putting the hay and the fodder up. And, well, they planted so much corn. That corn and cotton was all you planted along with.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have the corn down. But most of the corn would be down.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a fenced-in place outside the barn?
Well, for the cattle to stay in, you had a lot. L-O-T, lot.
Okay.
Large place. Some people had boards around it and some had wire around it, whatever you could afford.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them had an extra pump so they could pump water right out for their cattle, you see.
Oh,
in the lot.
There in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd have a well in your yard and a well in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had two.
Okay.
We were kind of, my father was kind of rich right at first, but he splurged and I don't know where the money, I guess like Donald Trump had disappeared. And times got worse, you see,
mm-hmm.
And the nine children.
Mm-hmm.
He was 41 years old when he married, and then my mother was 18, and it was 9 of us born.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he lived to be 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.